question in the 17th chapter. Arjuna asks, what is the status of those who are between the divine and the demoniac, those who don't follow scripture but have some faith? And Krishna, in his answer from the 11th verse, talks about those who are following scripture. Vidhihinam, he talks about those who follow Ishtavya Mithimana. So, how is Krishna actually answering Arjuna's question? Actually, Arjuna, this is one question of Arjuna that Krishna does not answer precisely. Rather, Krishna gives Arjuna an overall analytical framework for understanding the answer. So, what follows between them is not everything in that 17th chapter does not refer to people who are in between only. If, for example, we talk about austerity of the body, mind and speech. And now that is something which even as devotees we can practice for transcendental purpose. There he talks about clearly, what is that? Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam jet swadhyaya abhyasanam jayas. Recitation of scripture. There clearly they are not people who are defying scripture if they are reciting scripture. So Krishna is in that sense, rather than answering the question specifically, Krishna gives Arjuna a broad analytical framework based on which he can find the answer himself. So he says, okay, this is in goodness, this is in passion, this is in ignorance. And then he says that actually the flow of the chapter is that Arjuna asks, what is the stage of those who have faith but not in scripture? Then Krishna says that faith is in three modes. And when he talks about faith in the three modes, thereafter he gives, okay, how do I know what is the nature of somebody's faith? And then he gives characteristics like food and fire sacrifice, austerity and tapa and dana, charity, by which we can infer which mode of the persons are in. And these are rajdi activities, not just general activities. These are activities which are connected with faith. So based on our faith, we will choose our diet, yagya, dana, tapa. So Krishna gives him a framework for analyzing. And it's not that, certainly that which is in goodness, that won't be without in scripture. So in fact, Krishna even talks about Ajante Satvika Devan. So those who are in goodness worship the Devata. So that is not at all, worship of Devatas is also according to scripture to some extent, definitely. So it is rather like if somebody asks, okay, you went to America, you know, what are American people like? I may give one or two examples. Okay, I met this person like this, this person like this, this person like this. But it's very difficult to categorize people like that. So Krishna also doesn't literally specify. He gives the broad principles for analyzing how to understand. And within that, definitely those who are in goodness are following scripture. So, in fact, the characterization that Krishna does in the 17th chapter of people in goodness is actually quite similar to what he does in the first half of the 18th chapter. He talks about how people, you should work in detachment. Then he talks about tyaga in the three modes. So that is also very similar, working with detachment. So it's more of an analytical framework rather than a specific description of people who have unscriptural faith. So he gives more of a scriptural framework for analyzing people, all kinds of people, those who are following scripture and those who are not following scripture.